There are people also full of thanks in Hong Kong today, although it looks more like the 4th of July. Throngs of protesters waving American flags, others singing the Star-Spangled Banner. The demonstrators are offering thanks to President Trump for signing a bill that backs Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters. Nathan Law is a key figure in that democracy movement. In 2016, he was elected to Hong Kong's legislature, but was later expelled from the parliament under pressure from Beijing. He's now studying at Yale University. We talked about the videos posted online of the celebrations in the streets of Hong Kong last night.
People were gathering in the heart of Hong Kong, hundreds and thousands of people holding up cell phone lights and cheering for victory.
I'm also seeing a lot of flags. There are British flags, of course, a lot of American flags. And there's somebody with a Statue of Liberty hat with like little LED lights. It's pretty amazing. What does that tell us about the connections between Hong Kong and the United States, do you think?
This is a leaderless movement, so people express their opinion freely inside the assembly. Some may hold like American flags, some may hold UK flags. People feel like they need to thank the countries that have been helping and urge them to help more.
I'm looking at one flag that has a picture of a tank that says Trump on it, and Trump is standing with an assault rifle on top of the tank very proudly.
The whole assembly is not meant to like make Trump into the hero of Hong Kong, but a way that people express their gratitude.
President Trump also signed a bill banning the export of tear gas, rubber bullets, and stun guns to the police in Hong Kong. Do you think that's significant or mostly symbolic?
The police now, they have been firing the tear gas made in China, which is more dangerous to themselves and more uncertain about what it contains. So I think the ban actually released a message that, according to like international standards, does not agree on how the government or the police have been using these crowd control weapons. And I hope that even like in Europe, the other countries who have been selling weapons to the police force could follow that path.
At the same time, Washington is trying to negotiate this trade deal with China. And I'm wondering if you're concerned that a successful trade deal could reframe Hong Kong for Washington as a secondary concern to good economic ties with the Chinese mainland.
The trade deal is just part of the picture. The most important thing is how we could restrain the expansion of the authoritarianism and how we could stop China abusing the power they have in order to suppress people. So I think regardless of how the trade deal has been doing, I think we need to uphold these principles.
Does the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong think it can trust Washington? Because President Trump has been pretty non-committal to your movement in the past. He's also called China's leader, Xi Jinping, an incredible guy. So is Trump a reliable ally?
Well, I think the Hong Kong issue in the U.S. is having strong bipartisan support. Regardless of the personal character of President Trump, we're not lying our trust or our faith on one single person. But we are relying on a shared community that with the same values and with the same pursuit of democracy to hold hands together. And we are like in trust of the bipartisan support in the U.S. Of course, the fight in Hong Kong is also a global fight. We're in the forefront of the clashes of values. We are at the forefront of stopping the expansion of authoritarianism. And we got mutual benefits.
Nathan Law is a key figure in Hong Kong's democracy movement. He's now studying at Yale. Thanks for being with us. Happy holidays.
Thank you very much.